Hello and welcome to episode 13 of The Oz Effect. I'm your host, Heath Aston, and it's great to have you with us tonight. It's episode number 13, just after Halloween. Hope you all enjoyed it. And to the Wiccans out there, Happy New Year. Hope it's going to be a good one for you. And in news this week, we've got a butterfly-like UFO has been sighted. There's a poltergeist that's been caught on CCTV. And we've got the report of a girl recounting her past life. Now, not only is it odd that we find a poltergeist in the news this week, after episode 12 being all about the troublesome ghosts, but we've also got a news report about a girl recounting her past life, which is the main topic of tonight's show. That's right, this week we're looking at the ideas and reports of reincarnation. Is it real? Do people really recall the personal details and events of a life lived in the past before they were even born? But first, the news. And a father and son pair have reportedly captured stunning footage showing a, what's referred to as a TR-3B type triangle UFO with a bizarre butterfly shape flying over the sky near the Ohio-Kentucky border. Now, according to the YouTuber UFO Hunters Secure Team 10, who uploaded the footage to YouTube on October 26, the aerodynamic triangle-shaped alien UFO was captured on Saturday, October the 24th, by a father and son pair identified as Tom and Christopher, as they were leaving a restaurant at an undisclosed location near the border of Ohio and Kentucky at around about 7 p.m. local time. Now, the pair were able to snap some stunningly clear photographs of this triangle UFO, and it's really got UFO enthusiasts all excited. Rows of windows and chambers with glowing lights can be seen along the body of the UFO, and it exhibits clearly otherworldly characteristics, according to the witness. Now, the YouTube channel owner, Tyle Glockner, who runs the Secure Team 10 channel, said the father and son both described the craft as eerily silent. There are rows of windows, chambers, glowing lights, and other characteristics that simply don't jive with anything that you can imagine on Earth. If you can look at this and convince yourself, hey, it's just one of ours, aliens are not visiting us, well, whatever it takes for you to get to sleep at night. This is simply amazing footage. One more piece to the puzzle, and I can lay my head down knowing that we've not been alone for some time. And according to the Secure Team 10 there at that YouTube channel, the latest finds strengthen the belief among members of the UFO community that alien and UFO disclosure by the government agencies is imminent. Naturally, we've often heard of the conspiracy theory that the government is hiding the knowledge of UFOs, but with clear photos and footage like this, a lot of UFO enthusiasts believe it's about time that the government did come forward and admit that they have been hiding knowledge of UFOs for years. Now, the footage is pretty impressive. The photos are really quite clear compared to what we often see for UFOs, so we'll post a link to that in the show notes for this week. Just look for podcast episode 13 on our blog theozeffect.org and have a look for yourself and see what you think. And next we've got a spooky video that shows a poltergeist hurling objects from the shelves of a haunted supermarket in the middle of the night. Now, strange goings on at the co-op in Whaley Bridge, Derbyshire have terrified staff to such an extent that they're closing early on Halloween. And the decision to close at 9:30 at night, rather 90 minutes early, comes after a series of spooky goings-on. The doors rattle in their frames, stock items mysteriously fall off the shelves, and lights flicker. Rumours of hauntings in the building have been around for about 100 years. Now, Chris Armstrong, who's the regional manager, said the store is built on a set of old cellars, very dim and dusty down there, and lots of the windows have still got iron bars on them. Unexplained stock movements are happening, doors are rattling in their frames when there's nobody anywhere near them. So what they've done is they actually got their CCTV camera footage, they had a look at it, and it's a minute's worth of quite eerie, you're just seeing the fruit just falling off the shelves. Very strange. It could be something else, but certainly nothing else is moving, the camera's not moving, it doesn't look like there's anyone even hidden or altered out of the footage. So get along there and have a bit of a look at that and see what you think for yourself. It's a great one there. And our next article from Odisha in India has a Odisha girl recounting her past life, and she actually recognised the parents of her previous birth. Now, stories of reincarnation, which we're going to be covering tonight, this one has just come up in the news. Now, the girl's name is Nilima Sarkar. She's got, obviously, her parents. It's a bit of a tricky name to say. Babranjan and Sumitra Sarkar. Of her village. Now, according to her, she was born to Kokan Sil and Rani Sil, and her previous name had been Mamata, and her previous residence was about 50 kilometres away from her present place of birth. The 12-year-old girl is claiming that she died 30 years ago, back in 1985, after falling into a well. She claims that after 18 years of her death, she's been born to her present life parents in 2003. Now, about 2.5 years after her birth, Nelima could narrate instances of her past life. She could tell that she was born in her past life at the other village, and she could also tell about her past life parents. Now, of course, in India, they have a culture of belief in reincarnation. So her father took her information and went and visited the other village. And while she was there, she recognized her past life parents. She identified the well where she had died after falling into it. In addition to identifying the people and the well where she'd apparently died, her past life parents were overwhelmed with joy on meeting their deceased lovely daughter after so many years of her accidental death. She's now 12, and she can also recognize her friends from her past life who love her and recount tales of shared memories of her past life. That's only just come out in the last week or so and sort of sums up our news for this week. There hasn't been too much going on. I think everyone's just been too busy playing with Halloween. But what we're going to do is take a quick break, and then we'll be back with a lot more tales about reincarnation. You've seen just that one little excerpt there where the girl recognized what her past life may have been and also her parents. We've got lots more like that and more on The Oz Effect. Stay tuned. Welcome back, and tonight we're looking at tales of reincarnation. Now, certainly there are many religions around the world that believe reincarnation does occur. That last news story we covered in India with the Hindu girl, they certainly believe in it. But as a religion, it's treated as a belief or an article of faith, and not something that needs to be proven or measured or analysed. What we're going to be looking at a lot tonight is the work of Dr. Ian Stevenson, MD. Now, before he died in 2007, he served as chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Virginia's School of Medicine. He's also been honored as the Carlson Professor of Psychiatry at that institution, and for 40 years, Dr. Stevenson investigated children who spontaneously remembered past lives that could be factually validated. He chose to only study children as he reasoned that children were unlikely to fabricate past life memories, and in total, Dr. Stevenson studied more than 2,500 children who reported past life memories. And what's amazing, in that 2,500, approximately 1,200 of those cases, you could objectively validate the child's past life memories. Now, many of his cases came from Asia, India, or other areas where the doctrine of reincarnation is accepted. And in locations where reincarnation is not an accepted belief system, say, for example, a lot of Western countries, it's thought that the parents inhibit a child's expression of past life memories, and it's also presumed that in cultures where reincarnation is not a part of the culture, that people simply think that the child is making up pretend stories, playing games, rather than experiencing some sort of reincarnation phenomena. In the childhood cases that were studied by Dr. Stevenson, they tended to have a common pattern that was marked by the following features. One was that as soon as the child could communicate, they started to describe a previous lifetime. Often the child declares that his or her name is different from the name that they've been given by their biological parents, and the child insists that the current family is not its true family, but that his or her real family lives in a different village or town, and the child remembers the names of various family members and geographic locations from the past lifetime, and physical features of the past life house and neighbourhood may be recalled as well. Also, the child often remembers the details of its death in the prior lifetime. As that little girl did before with falling down the well, in approximately 50% of Dr. Stevenson's childhood reincarnation cases, a violent or premature death occurred in the previous lifetime. Dr. Stevenson found that individuals who died of traumatic wounds